Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So City Power has officially launched what it's called Energy Efficiency Schools Competition for 2025. Really, really exciting. On the line with us is Chief Engineer, Energy Efficiency at City Power, Iphi Mwedi. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo, and good evening to all the Kaya FM listeners.
And this particular competition is really geared at sustainability and elevating environmental consciousness. How does it aim to do that? Not a problem. So just maybe give us the outline of the competition. What is expected out of these young people and what do you want to highlight?
So the school's energy efficiency and demand side management schools competition is an initiative aimed at raising awareness about energy efficiency, renewable energy and sustainable energy practices among school learners and their communities.
Mm.
So it's part of the broader national energy efficiency strategy, which strives for energy demand reduction in order to ensure affordable energy for all and to minimize negative impact on the environment.
And what grades are we looking at here?
We're looking at grade 8 to 12.
Okay.
That's high school.
Yeah.
Basically non-fees paying high school.
Yes. And I mean, you know, obviously this is not the first one. Tell me about historically what kinds of innovation has come through.
But actually, this is our very first energy efficiency and demand side management schools competition within City of Johannesburg and City Power.
Is this the first one?
It is the first one.
Okay, so I thought there were other entries before. So obviously, it's really exciting for schools to enter. There are three categories. Explain the differences between the categories.
So there's three categories, which the posters, films, and creative models.
Mm-hmm.
And these have to be aligned with the three themes of the competition. The three themes are energy efficiency, renewable energy, and sustainable energy.
Mm-hmm.
So the first category, which is the poster, needs to reflect learners' artistic interpretation of the three energy themes. But they are allowed to choose one theme or two themes or all the three themes.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, which is the short films, learners are expected to create a 15-minute video showcasing the three themes. And the third one is the creative models, where they are expected to invent solutions amongst the three themes using recycled material.
Mm. To what extent is all of this aligned with the theoretical knowledge? You know, is it aligned with the curriculum at all?
It should be aligned mainly with the with your science, science related subject, and math as well. So starting with the energy efficiency, in simple terms, energy efficiency is about using less energy to achieve the same goals.
Mm-hmm.
So a simple example is, we usually, the old technology of lights is your fluorescent lights, and which have high wattages. We usually learn that in physics. So replacing your fluorescent lights with, which is the old technology, with LED lights with lesser wattage reduces energy consumption, whereas you still receive the same output, which is light in your rooms.
Well, this is really exciting because you also have some wonderful prizes. But before we get to the prize, let me just allow you to elaborate some more about, for instance, you were giving us examples of the practices of using energy efficient kind of globes that we should all be aware of at the moment. And what other examples did you want to give us?
Renewable energy. Right now, as South Africa, we rely mainly on coal-generated electricity, which is which is a source which is non-renewable. Excuse me.
Yes.
So we are trying now to, due to the fact that South Africa is one of the countries that contribute a lot in greenhouse gas emissions. So we need to shift from using non-renewable energy sources to generate our electricity to renewable energy such as solar-generated electricity. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the initiatives the learners can think of including in their categories. Mm-hmm. And then sustainable energy is more about using sources, and renewable energy is also a sustainable energy. It ensures that the sources that are used do not get depleted. The future generation can still use them. So the fact that solar is from the sun, when you use the solar, you definitely still have solar, your sun, in the future to still use it for generating energy and other things.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, also thinking about storing that energy once you have got, you know, use of that energy. Really, really exciting. Let's talk about the prizes.
So the prices, we have prices for schools. We also have prices for learners. For learners, there's proposed prices which were proposed by the Department of Electricity and Energy.
Yeah.
They are LED lighting upgrades for schools, solar water heaters, your solar PV system, smart metering, and building insulation. It doesn't mean the winning schools will get all prices. We'll identify the needs of the school and then select amongst proposed prices. And the proposed prices for the learners, we have laptops, scientific calculators, and solar lanterns. And additionally, on the ones that are proposed by the Department of Electricity and Energy, we have a prize which was added on by our City Power CEO, Ms. Chiflaro Mashaba,
mm-hmm.
which is City Power Bursaries for grade 12 learners who want to pursue their studies in energy-related fields.
And this is only for Johannesburg. There are people listening in Tshwane. There are people listening in the Vaal. There are people listening in Kagiso, Icon. So schools that are listening and are thinking, we have exactly what you need, they can't enter.
Unfortunately, not on this one. Maybe with more sponsors in the future, we can expand. Yeah, so this is actually also a call for potential sponsors out there so that we can maybe in future
I think it calls for jealousy from all the other metros in Gauteng. So thank you so much for that, and looking forward to the winners, and hopefully we'll get to unpack a little bit of what it is that they got to present. Chief Engineer, Energy Efficiency at City Power, Ipfi Mwedi. And I really want us to come back to this once they all have entered, and I'd like to see what it is that they came up with. But really wonderful. But unfortunately for now, only open to schools in the city of Johannesburg. So go to City Power's website. You'll get all that information.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.